a bishawolo ideba idebene sempre bacalare dal manerene. Se ci picchia vande se è bacalare picchia me. Oh mamma la 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 la. Oh mamma zoom zoom bacala. And boy does the bacala stink out there today in this hot sun. Woo! And of course, everybody's talking about the big news that the FBI gave Hitler a free ride. And you know my campaign slogan for 2016, Trump or Clinton, Hitler or Hitlery. So this is nothing new to us. Subscribers to the Trends Journal, people that listen to our Trends in the News broadcasts each weekday evening, know that for over about the past 5 years, I've been calling this a neo-feudal society. You have different rules for the political nobility and the economic elite. It began with too big to jail. Actually, it began before that. It began with the wars that our presidents lead us into based on lies. And they get a free ride. And the too big to fails, and you've heard me even say it on this show, Progressive Radio Network, Trends This Week, how, for example, under Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, six banks were convicted of felonies. And no one did any time. But for we the little people in a neo-feudal society, it's a different trip. I mean, go over that yellow line, man. You got cops behind you, pulling you over. Where'd you come from? What were you doing? Did you have anything to drink? You did? Get out of the car. Put your hands on the roof. You know, they'll arrest you. Drag you into the jailhouse and frisk you and look up your body cavities. Maybe they get off on that, huh? Oh, by the way, all you liberal folks, that frisk and feel when you're in jail and looking up your body cavities, that's right, pushed by Obama. That's right. One lie after another, one right taken away from after another, and they get a free ride. No jail time for the Wall Street white shoe boys or the political mob. No, no, no. And the freer they get, the harder they clamp down on us. Well, we're going to prosecute you to the letter of the law. Yeah, all those people doing times in jail and the prison industrial complex that I wrote about back in 1996 in my book Trends 2000, created by Hitler's husband, Slick Willie. That's right. What a disgusting country this is turning out to be. And no outrage. Instead, people take their political positions. Grow up. I know, I know. Believe in whatever you want. Yeah, Moses came down with 10 commandments. Mary was a virgin and Buddha was born on a lotus blossom. Fine, believe it. But don't proselytize it. It's the same thing believing in your Republican and Democratic Party. They're murderers and thieves. How much more proof do you need? How many more people have they have to kill in the name of bringing freedom and democracy around the world? Look at Clinton. Gaddafi has to go. Assad has to go. Her husband launching the Syrian wars, the Yugoslav war. Oh, bringing humanitarian mission. Yeah, humanitarian mission. Bombing Baghdad the day he got into office. Slick Willie. bombing Iraq 4 times a week in the 1990s. And BS Bernie supported it. All you other liberals out there that are, you're cowards. Liberals are the greatest cowards in America. The conservatives believe their stupid crap. We got to get them over there before they come over here. But liberals lie. They don't have the courage to commit, to admit that they've been conned by their conmanders in chief. Yeah, Bernie. Bernie voted for the Yugoslav war. It was a humanitarian mission. I voted against the Iraq war. Hey, Bernie, you voted to fund all the wars. You voted for the Afghan war. You co-sponsored the resolution. Gaddafi has to stand down in a no-fly zone. You support the Syrian obliteration by Obama. Liberals are cowards. They're afraid to face the truth. They get conned over and over again. Well, Obama did the best he could. Oh, yeah, he did great, man. You like that National Defense Authorization Act he signed into power on? Yeah, it was only New Year's Eve 2011 when nobody was looking. They do that, by the way. They wait for holidays and weekends, particularly holiday weekends when nobody's paying attention, to either release important information or pass acts that they don't want us to know about. So on New Year's Eve 2011, with the nation in a party mood, the traitor of America, the greatest liar I've ever seen in politics, a man that lied his way into office and lying his way out, Barack Obama, signed the National Defense Authorization Act into law as he's vacationing in Hawaii. Yeah, the law just stripped Americans of their Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights that guarantee them due process of law and a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury, and destroyed the principles of habeas corpus, which requires the state to bring, you know, somebody that's being convicted of something, an individual, before an independent court and show just cause. But what he did, El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos, acted as the judge, the jury, and the executioner. Under the law that he signed, all you liberals with lockjaw, or maybe you're suffering from attention deficit disorder. Anyone, anywhere, at any time, in any place in the world, could be arrested, tortured, and executed if declared an enemy of the Banana Republic of Los Estados Unidos. Disgusting. See, rang in the new year with a stroke of his pen, and His Majesty reverted back to pre-Magna Carta feudal law, which brings me back to what I was saying. We have, folks, a neo-feudal society. Under Obama, they're bragging about save the economy. You've heard me say this. 95% of the wealth created since 2009. And when the traitor, the liar-in-chief, came into office, has gone to the 1%. 51% of the people earn under $30,000 a year. Median household income below 1999 levels. We have to live by the letter of the law in the neo-feudal society, while the criminals at the top get a free ride. You know, they just had this report that came out, another whitewash job by the white shoe boys, you know, white shoe boy law firms. They just had it come out over there in the UK. And it was a report, the Chilcot report, about why the UK joined the US, Blair and Bush, to start the Iraq War. And Blair came out today and said he accepts full responsibility, because they basically said there was no proof. But of course, they don't say it quite like that. You know, they may make it, well, you know, it was faulty intelligence. Now, how about saying you lied? Scott Ritter, so many people were saying what a lie it all was. We've detailed this in the Trends journals as it was happening. Reports coming out about how Blair and Bush were planning this even before 9/11. And the reports coming from British people working with Blair. You don't see any war crime tribunals. No. You could slaughter millions of people based on lies. Like that other slimer, may he rot in hell, Robert McNamara. Another arrogant guy. I remember him as a little kid. A little kid. I was in my teens. A little kid. In early 20s. A little kid. How arrogant he used to be in the Vietnam War. Talking down to everybody like they all do. Like that arrogance of Obama. Always talking down to us. The teleprompted fraud. And that was McNamara, man. An arrogant guy. Lied us into the Iraq War, admitted it. I wrote about it in my book, Trends 2000. Oh, I'm sorry. You're sorry. And they get a free ride. Matter of fact, why don't you name a bridge after them? Or maybe a highway or a government office building? How about a ship? A ship for the ship of fools that this nation has become. To take a ride to death and destruction. By their murderers in chief, and everybody salutes, holds up signs and applauds as they rob you of your life, your dignity, and your money. A neo-feudal society. You saw it with just what happened now. This guy Comey, the FBI director. Can you imagine him giving any of us a free ride? If we were caught on anything. Not a chance. Quote, although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. So he points out that the task force, well, their objective was to examine whether Hitlery and her aides had mishandled classified information either intentionally or in a grossly negligent way. That's a quote. Well, they handled it in a grossly negligent way. Yeah, but we're going to give her a free ride. Don't you know who she is? You nobodies out there. She's Hillary Clinton. Listen, her husband murdered tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. You know that. I talked about it a lot on Progressive Radio Network, on Trends This Week, how he put sanctions on Iraq, and over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five died, according to the United Nations. And Madeleine Albright, oh, if only a woman was in charge. I'm sick of that one, too. If only we had a black man in the White House. It's not about race, creed, color, gender. It's about the human spirit. And it comes in highs and lows in all of them. Anyway, Madeleine, not that Albright, said to Leslie Stahl, yes, when asked if the price of 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five were killed before because of sanctions, yes, it was worth it. Murderers, they get a free ride. As they clamp down on us, how many people, I mean, the cop blew a guy's brains out in New York. They got in a fist fight something about a road rage incident. I mean, we're seeing it all the time. Boom, they'll blow your brains out. You try doing that to somebody. They'll have you in jail, man. Matter of fact, you shouldn't have a gun. Only the murderers should have guns. And let's start with the biggest ones up there, the military. I'm all in favor of gun control. Let's start at the top. Let's cut this military budget by 4/5. Just protect the homeland. No foreign entanglements. And after you disarm them and building all these $13 billion aircraft carriers, they're obsolete as battleships in this age of high-tech war. And then the police. Demilitarize our militarized police. And then come and talk to me about Second Amendment rights. The fish rots from the head down. People are murderous. They get the clue from the top. Speaking of which, how about that Obama, huh? Came out again. When everybody's sleeping, they know when you are sleeping. They know when you're awake. And that's when they put out the news and information that they don't want you to hear. He came out on July 4th weekend, the White House did, and launched a list of how many people he's blown up with drones. They came out, and again, this is a trend tracking tip. This is how our business is trend forecasting. As you know, we have the Trends Journal. I've written Trends 2000, trend tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. And we're the only people out there that really teach how to forecast trends. So, here's the deal. One trend tracking tip is read Saturday's newspapers and news and stay in tune during the holidays when people are in a vacation state of mind. Because what they do, as I said, they release this information when they know that you're not watching it very much. So, the White House released a tally of civilians killed with drone strikes only outside of Iraq and Afghanistan. They call those battlefield areas, so they could kill anybody they want. From 2009 to 2015. Now remember, Obama, this is the man who, according to the book Double Down, was quoted as saying on Terror Tuesdays when they come up with the kill list, that, quote, "I'm really good at killing people." This is your president of the United States. But why should, you know, hey, this is the arrogant clown of an arrogant man that says Beyonce runs the world. This is the arrogant man that yesterday, campaigning for Hitlery, said, quote, "There has never been any man or woman more qualified for this office than Hillary, ever." And that's the truth. Ever? Yeah, Washington, what a piece of crap he was. Couldn't hold a candle to Hillary. Abe Lincoln's, get out of here. Come on. FDR, what do you mean? Eisenhower, that nothing of a guy? That five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces? Two-term president who warned us that the military-industrial complex was robbing us of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. That guy couldn't come close to Hitlery. And he goes on to say, and that's the truth? The truth? This guy doesn't know how to speak the truth. Go over all his campaign promises. One lie after another. I'm going to clean up Washington, folks, when you elect me. Yes, he can. Yes, we can. All the little parrots repeating the line, and what does he do? He brings in the old Clinton and Bush team. Gates, Jones, Rahm Emanuel, Hillary Clinton. Folks, on my first day in office, I'm going to close Guantanamo by the end of the year.
Ah, but, you know, the president wanted to, but Congress didn't give him the power.
Hey, he had a Democratic Congress his first 2 years. And as I mentioned, folks, this is the guy that signed the National Defense Authorization Act that robs us of our Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights. It destroys the bedrock principles of habeas corpus and gives him the right to act as judge, jury, and executioner, killing anyone, anywhere in the world, American citizens or foreigners. And you can't close Guantanamo? What am I, 6 years old? You want me to swallow that? Of course, if you're a liberal, you'll swallow it, you'll drink the Kool-Aid, and you'll keep drinking it. So going back to his coming out with the report of how many people he murdered, he gave the orders to murder via drones, how many innocent people were killed in non-battlefield areas. We're talking about Yemen, Syria, Libya, Somalia, Pakistan. They said, the government, the liars, the frauds, Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction, Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. Remember the Maine? Hey, yeah. Gulf of Tonkin incident. I smoked, but I didn't inhale. Read my lips. No new taxes. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Yeah, that government. They said that between 2009 to 2015, that between 64 and 116 civilians, excuse me, were killed by the murderer-in-chief, quote, "I'm really good at killing people," Obama, with drone strikes. However, Reprieve, it's a human rights organization, they estimate over 4,000 civilians. Other reports, 90% of all the people killed were non-combatants. Obama, you little liberal cowards who don't protest for peace, don't march for peace, and don't give a penny for peace. Yes, all you people that don't want to occupy peace.us. Obama's launched over 10 times as many drone strikes than the former murderer-in-chief, George W. Bush. So Reprieve wrote, quote, "What little the Obama administration has previously said on record about the drone program has been shown by the facts on the ground, and even the U.S. government's own internal documents, to be false. It has to be asked what bare numbers will mean if they omit even basic details such as the names of those killed and the areas, even the countries they live in," the group wrote. So it even gets bigger than that. They've killed more than 4,000. Because under El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos and the corrupt Congress, all males between the ages of 18 and 80 that are blown to death by U.S. Hellfire missiles launched by these drones? Well, I'm sure I don't have to continue. You probably already know it. I mean, any person with a murderous brain and a sick psychopath that could qualify you to run for office in the United States, the highest offices, any of these people, 18 to 80, that are blown to death by U.S. Hellfire missiles launched by the drones, they're automatically deemed, quote, combatants. So they're not counted as civilians killed. And considering that Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria are not included in the White House report, human rights organizations have brought the number to a much higher tally. Now, going back to, as we started, the neo-feudal society, where you can get away with high crimes and misdemeanors. You could be a member of the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, the J.P. Morgan criminal complex. You can get caught rigging LIBOR rates, interest rates, rigging the Forex markets, the currency markets that are traded each day at over $5.3 trillion. And you can get a free ride. That's right. Loretta Lynch, Attorney General, gave him all the free ride. And, as I said, you could be Tony Blair and George W. Bush, and you could launch wars based on lies and get a free ride, and you could be El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos, Barack Obama. I'm really good at killing people, according to Double Down, who's in violation of the Geneva Conventions and international law. Violating the very premise of what used to be called American law, innocent before proven guilty, that's been obliterated by Washington's and Obama's, will kill whomever we want, wherever we want, when we want, murderous mentality. I say this is in violation of the Geneva Conventions because these are not battlefield operations. These are happening in countries that we're not even at war with. Well, we're not at war with anybody. That's right. Congress has to declare war according to the Constitution. What a stupid, how stupid of me. You should tune out now. I mentioned the Constitution. Why abide by it? It only exists in an ancient document. Anyway, according to the Constitution, only Congress has the right to declare war. And they have not done so since since World War II. So, Presidente of Los Estados Unidos under Johnson, Nixon, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Obama. They give the power to El Presidente. So, the president's and the CIA's killing of innocents beyond the battlefield is a criminal act. Again, it's in violation of the Geneva Conventions and international law. But, as I began this talking about Hitler getting a free ride, that's what it's all about in the neo-feudal society. Now, can you imagine him saying, Obama? Oh, by the way, there's Hillary and Obama on Air Force One. Who paid for this? Who paid for him and her to get on We the People's plane and do this two-bit, lousy, stinking, rotten campaign? Publicity dog and pony show. And remember, they get on the plane 2 hours before the FBI director comes out and gives her an all clear. You think they knew about it? And again, you know, we got Trump on the other side. As we would say in Italian, a caffone. And as we'd say in the Bronx, a guy born on third base and thought he had a home run. Another imbecile. Narcissistic maniac. My God, look at this country. Look what's happening. Where are the protests? None. Not a word. Who paid for them? I watched part of that speech yesterday. What cheap lines. You know, it's like I'm in high school, man. Listening to this brown noser. That's the same people, by the way, run for office. They've never left high school. They're the same people you couldn't stand that wanted to be class president or head of the student council. The brown nosers, the suck-ups, the overly ambitious and the insincere. What a joke this is. Obama said, this is not a reality show. This is reality. You're wrong. It's a reality show, man. You are the cat that made it that so clear. We wrote about you in the Trends Journal going back to 2007 when Oprah took you under her arm. She never supported a candidate before and taught you how to act. And I was on Oprah twice. I know the show and I know what a pro she is. I've been on everybody virtually back in the day, even O'Reilly. Oprah, Brian Williams. Yeah, let me tell you, when I was in that war zone in Iraq, hey, that Brian Williams. CNN, Matt Lauer, Katie Couric, the Today Shows, Joan London back in the day, Good Morning America. I know what the scene looks like. gone many times. And no one ran a show like Oprah. And that's what we wrote in the Trends Journal. Back in 2007, we knew Obama would win when she took him under her wing. It is a reality show. It's the presidential reality show. It's the cover of our 2015 spring edition of the Trends Journal. Cowards, liars, freaks, and fools, welcome to the presidential reality show. And Obama, not only do we own the trademark, we wrote about it when you were running for office and published that April Trends Journal, the Spring Trends Journal, 2 months before Donald Trump was even mentioned to be a contestant in the show. This is not a reality show. This is reality. Reality. All you ever do is lie. There is no reality in anything that you speak about. The facts are there, folks. Google them up. Google up Obama lies. And he's lying his way out of office just like he lied his way in. And the sheeple are buying it, man. His ratings are going up in the polls, folks. I'm ready to pass the baton. Pass the baton. Pass the baton. It's not a reality show. And you're ready to pass the baton? We're talking about the highest office in the land. Or the most powerful nation in the world. And you call it passing the baton. Yep, tells you who you are. Yeah, both cheerleaders. Phony cheerleaders passing the baton. And I know that Hillary is going to take it. She'll take anything. Hey, she takes $250,000, $300,000 from the Goldman Sachs gang for shooting her mouth off for an hour when you can hear her BS all day long for free. Oh, let's not call it payback for Bill Clinton deregulating the Glass-Steagall Act, the Derivatives Act, and one after another. And there was someone on the show just before the show that I was on speaking about how a few corporations control everything, 90% of it, that came from Bill Clinton deregulating the Federal Communications Act in 1996. All you liberals that tune into MSNBC and believe all the BS everywhere, that's why they get paid this money. It's payback. Oh, it's campaign contributions and contributions to our foundation. Yeah. Again, what am I, 6 years old? I believe this garbage. Campaign contributions, another big lie. Yep. And Hillary praised Obama for saving our economy. This is what leadership looks like. This is what a freak show looks like. All you need is Cheney and Bush up there. And the 4 years, man, it could be the greatest show on earth. Barnum and Bailey couldn't put together a greater cast of cowards, liars, freaks, and fools. It's the greatest show on earth. Yep. Saved our economy. Folks, for the rich people that give me and Bill all that dough to BS. Yeah. Again, the facts. The man that, quote, saved our economy, 95% of the wealth went to Z1%. 400 people in the USSA, or Los Estados Unidos, take your pick, are worth $2.35 trillion. concentration of wealth under Obama is the greatest that we have ever seen in the history of this country. But it goes back to the globalnomic process of which we forecast trends and teach trend forecasting. And that is a neo-feudal society where the rich, the elite, the political nobility get a free ride and free passes for murder and breaking the law. So that's it on the political scene. And now a little bit on the economic front. Well, as you well know, as listeners to Progressive Radio Network, many times I've been on with Gary Null over the many years, we have been very, I want to say bullish on gold, but we've been very bullish on gold. So, we don't give, what I meant to really say is that we don't give financial advice. We don't tell people what to do. Gold prices are now, as we speak, around $1,370 an ounce. It's about a two-year high. You're seeing the European markets tumbling, along with the, of course, the British pound is now at 31-year lows following their exit with Brexit on June 23rd. The Dow, of course, today was down, you know, much more than it is now. It's only down 16. It was down about 70 before. But our forecast is much more volatility. We see no end in sight. And as trend forecasters, again, in our globalnomic methodology, it's important to look not only at the present, but how we got here to see where we're going. And again, whether it's in geopolitics or socioeconomics and the environment to technology, you know, it doesn't make any difference. The body politics or your own body, you know, it's essential to have a clear understanding of where we are, the knowledge of how we got here to see where we're going. So when you listen to the business media, again, a controlled media with paid experts, they're not going much further than June 23rd when the UK voted to exit the European Union. So while the Brexit was a trigger, as we've been writing and reporting on Trends This Week, the Progressive Radio Network, while it triggered the current turmoil, our Trend's Eye view identifies the current market volatility in a globalnomic context. That's far bigger than Brexit. Just as I spoke about the globalnomic context of neo-feudalism and how neo-feudalism gives the rich a free ride, allows the political elite, or I should say the political nobility and the economic elite to get a free ride to do anything they want, while we, the little people, get punished for every little thing. So, going back to where we started and putting all the pieces together on the global nomic process, let's go back a little bit. This turmoil is long in the making. Go back just a year ago, almost a year ago to the date. What was happening in the equity markets? Well, the Chinese equity markets were crashing. The Shanghai index had been up 150% in a year, plummeted 40% by mid-July last year. In just one day, it had its biggest, second biggest fall in history. Again, you look at what's going on now, it's the understanding of where we are, but how we got here, so you can see where we're going and why we're saying market turmoil will persist, and to follow the money and to follow gold. Following that summer last year, when the Chinese markets plunged into bear territory, global equity markets had their worst quarter since 2011, when the markets were in turmoil again. And it got worse. You know, they always talked about a Santa Claus rally. Yeah. There wasn't one this past December. The United States extended its downtrend momentum and closed out the year, capping its worst performance since the panic of 08. Again, tracking trends is an understanding of where we are, how we got here, so you can see where we're going. Then, dun-da-da-da, the new year rang in. Oof, and it wasn't a happy new year. The Dow rang in the new year in the worst week in the history of the Dow. That's right. The worst week in the history of the Dow. Then it became the first two worst weeks in the history of the Dow. By the end of January, some $15 trillion in global equity values, from China to Japan, from the U.S. to France, the emerging markets, $15 trillion in global equity values had been lost. That's real dough. So now, as for the Brexit, now all the economists and financial experts are coming out and saying, well, you know, things are going to get really tough over there in the UK. Yep, they're right. Maybe. But let's again put a global nomic perspective on it. We look back. We're looking at now and we're looking ahead. So tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So let's look before the Brexit, okay? Oops, I said okay. I sound like Donald Trump. Everything he says, okay. I have to correct myself. I don't sound like that. You go back. Closing out the last quarter of 2015, things weren't so merry over there in merry old England. It was already slipping into recession. It closed out the last quarter of 2015 with a gross domestic product increase of just 0.6%. And then in the first quarter of this year, 2016, the GDP increased just 0.4%. to show you how lousy that is, it was the slowest rate since the fourth quarter of 2012. The point being, they were already in a slowdown. There's a global recession going on. Look at the reports coming out from the international, the IMF, the International Mafia Federation, the International Monetary Fund. This past Thursday, for example, they crowned Deutsche Bank, the riskiest financial institution in the world, warning that its failure could trigger a shock to the entire financial system. Yeah, I wonder what Bruce Jenner's doing this week. This stuff doesn't make the news. Hey, Justin Bieber, is he going to be back? I'm wondering, you know? Hey, Obama says Beyonce runs the world. That's a quote. So why should anybody know what I just read and spoke of to you? And by the way, the IMF also rated HSBC and Credit Suisse as possible contributors to systemic risk. Again, the market turmoil will persist. Follow the money. Look at the problems the banks are in. Look at how their stocks are hitting new lows or testing old ones. Follow the money. It's the markets. And then, of course, there are my paisanos over there in Italy. Woof! Those banks are in trouble. They're trying to bail them out, trying to work out a deal with the European Union because there are restrictions on how much a state can do or a country can do to bail out a bank. They have to live by EU rules, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why the Brexit. Again, all things are connected. They didn't want the European Union telling them what to do. So now the Italians have to bail out their banks. The Italian banks are among in the worst shape of all of them in the EU. They're saddled with mountains of high debt levels and weighed down by bad loans. The crisis is heating up. There's no way out. Negative interest rates are not working. As a matter of fact, folks, nearly $11 trillion right now are being offered in negative bond yields. In simple language, that means that what you buy the bond for, when you cash it out, you get less money back. That's right. This is unheard of in world history. That's why there's a flow to gold, by the way. A safe asset that people are looking for. It's a safe haven asset. There's never been such a thing as negative interest rates. And again, nearly $11 trillion right now in bonds are providing negative bond yields. You get back less than you bought the bond for. You can't make this stuff up. So that's why I would suggest you to consider subscribing to the Trends Journal to read history before it happens. And of course, we do weekly or nightly broadcasts each weekday night in Trends in the News. And of course, we also do trend alerts each week and the trends monthly. Now, I know, because I hang out in the real world, what's going on. By the way, there are three worlds. There's the media world, the political world, and the real world. And in the real world, people are having a very difficult time. Regardless of Hillary Clinton praising Obama for saving our economy. So we know people are having a tough time. So when you go to our website, trendsresearch.com, you can see all that we offer. And if you subscribe, we have a discount request page. Let us know what your situation is. We want to make the Trends Journal available to everybody that we can to help you prepare for the future, to stay on top of the news and ahead of the trends. And more importantly, that we all work together in a common goal of bringing peace, beauty, love, and joy back into the world environment. Because it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. So if we all join together in a unified push, we can make that happen. Thank you very much. This is Gerald Celente in Trends This Week. Do what you can. The future depends on you. Thank you.